if you will, and look at a couple things here in Luke chapter 2. And let's stand together, if you would, as I read the Bible here in verse 25. Let's begin reading in verse 25 of Luke chapter 2. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. He was waiting on God, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. I tell you what, if I need to learn one thing, which I need to learn a lot of things, but one of the hardest lessons that I have to learn is to wait.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
I'm a man, and I don't want to wait. I want to work. I want to fix it. I want to make it happen. But the Holy Ghost sometimes works as we wait.
Amen.
Verse 26, it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He came by the Spirit into the temple. Notice everything he's doing is through the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up into his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Notice in verse 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Bible. I thank you for this church. And Lord, you know in my heart, Father, that God, this is a very special place to me. These are very special people. Lord, I love them, each and every one of them, very much. And I want to be a help. Lord, I want to honor you, though, first of all. Be a help to them. Lord, if there be one here today that may be lost, one of your children who are saved, Lord, who are continually discouraged or downhearted or, Lord God, even heading in the wrong direction in their lives, I pray you'd help me to help them. Strengthen, Lord God, your people. Strengthen your disciples today. Speak to our hearts. We pray for Holy Spirit liberty. Bind the devil, please, I pray now. We plead the shed blood of our Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. I mean, you may be seated. One of the greatest meanings behind Christmas, I'll say it that way, one of the greatest things that I really think about when I think about Christmas and the birth of Christ is this thing of verse 32 there, that he came to be a light.
Yeah.
He came to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people. He came to be a light to everyone. He came to be a light to a world that was filled with nothing but darkness. For 400 years, there had been nothing but darkness in the world since the end of the Old Testament until the birth of Christ. It was darkness. There was spiritual darkness in every place. And this man, Simeon, led by the Spirit of God, he knew that Jesus had come to be a light to lighten the Gentiles. And the glory, when you think of glory, don't you think of just a light, bright, majestic throne room of God and the light of God, the light of heaven? That's Jesus, folks.
Amen.
And that's our Savior. That's our beloved Christ. That's the one and only King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus, our Savior. He came. Look over in John chapter 1 with me, if you would. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. He came to be a light. Look in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him, we're talking about Christ now, the Word, in Christ, in Him was life. Notice, and the life was what? The light.
Amen.
Life was the light of men. See, light is life. Light is glory, and light is life.
Yeah.
And verse 5 says, the light shineth, notice, in darkness.
Yeah.
Amen. Light shines brighter in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We know, but the thing is this, that the light came regardless of who comprehended it, regardless of who received it. God knew that someone needed light. Yeah. I needed light. Amen. This old world needed light. Amen. The light of the world is Jesus. Now, I want you to turn back with me. Look in Genesis chapter 1, if you will. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to go a few places here, then we'll settle down here in just a minute. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the first book, the first verse, the first chapter of the Bible. In the beginning, easy one to find there, amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And notice, darkness.
Yep.
Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, just like the Spirit of God moved in Simeon's heart, just like the Spirit of God was moving in Mary's womb. The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep, and God said in verse 3, let there be what?
Light.
And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And notice, God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Listen, God created light. God is the giver of light. God is light.
That's right.
There is no darkness in Him at all.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I say this to you this morning, there is no light anywhere else. There is no light anywhere else. God is light, there's no darkness in Him, but the whole world is darkness except for God.
Yep.
Are you listening to me this morning? The whole world is darkness, and God is the only source of light. God is the only source of life, as we said. In life, in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ is the life of man. In the light of the Lord Jesus Christ is the light that we have in this world. That sun that rose this morning, it would not have been light had it not been for a creator God who made that light for us to see, who made that light for us to live. You understand? That light gives us life. That life gives us warmth. That light sheds, helps us see where we're going. That is God's manifestation to you and me every single day of our life. That blessed its sun.
Amen.
That round sun.
Amen. Yep.
Round sun.
Amen.
That rises on this around earth.
Amen. That's right.
This globe.
Yep.
Not this flat earth. Not the flat sun or a flat moon. They're round.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't even know where that stuff came from. It's ridiculous. But anyway, now look over there in Exodus chapter 10. Exodus chapter 10, and then we're going to settle here for our message this morning. I just enjoy talking about light. We are children of light. We are to walk in light. God is light. Jesus is the light of the world. And that light gives us life. That light helps us. Listen, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4 that our path shines brighter and brighter as the day approaches. Every day of our life, we're getting a little bit closer to the final light of heaven. There is no darkness in heaven. There is no night in heaven. And somebody ought to say amen right there. Listen, we're not children of the night. We're not children of darkness. We're children of light. And we ought to look forward to the day where there's no more darkness.
Well, amen. That's right.
Right next to the church over here, there's a I guess it's a creek. And then there's a bridge, an overpass bridge thing. And you know, it never fails, every week, at least once a week, I see somebody crawling out from underneath that bridge.
Amen.
In the dark.
Yep.
Dwelling in the dark. That is the nature of man, folks.
That's right.
Dwelling in the dark.
That's
we have lights out here on the building for a reason. And over here on this front of the building, there's a light that shines out. One of them shines on the sign. I want people to see the sign, but it lightens up the parking lot at night. More than once, I've gone out there and I've noticed that light's been turned.
Yep.
And somebody down here in this creek, underneath this dark bridge, has literally had the audacity to come up here and push my light over so that they can have more darkness down there in their bridge.
Yep.
I'm telling you, folks, the nature of man is dark.
That's right.
The nature of man hates light.
That's right.
But what they don't understand is that is their condemnation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darkness. Hell is nothing but darkness.
Yeah.
The hell is a flame. I know it's a lake of fire, but there is nothing but utter extreme darkness.
Yeah.
Where weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where they cannot see their hand in front of their face. Look in Exodus chapter 10 in verse 21 this morning. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt. Folks, there's still darkness over the land of Egypt.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all the world is darkness. Look what it says here, that there may be darkness, even darkness which may be what?
Felt.
Felt.
Yep.
Just like you can feel light, you can feel warmth, you can feel sunshine, you can feel, by the way, that's good for your body to go out into the light once in a while.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy to stay in the dark with all the blinds closed and all the windows shut up, and that there's no fresh air in there, it's dark, it's dingy, it's unhealthy. But your body needs sunshine, your body needs light, and you can feel the difference when you get out in the light.
Yep.
Amen.
This is artificial light,
yep.
But it's still light. I'm talking about God's light.
Yeah. We're
outside in the world where the sun is shining. I know in August, it's not a real popular message, I understand.
Amen.
In Texas anyway. But the point is, you can feel the light, but listen to me, you can feel that darkness too.
Yep. That's right.
I want you to, now, if you're not familiar with the story here in Exodus chapter 10, God was plaguing Egypt,
yep.
Because Pharaoh, their king, was not allowing the children of Israel to go. He would not let them go. And God first sent blood. He turned the water into blood. Then he sent frogs. Not fogs, but frogs.
Amen.
Then he sent lice. Then he sent flies. Every time a fly lands on my food at lunchtime, I remember this. God, that is gross. That is a plague. God, there's no flies in heaven. I said, there's no flies in heaven, amen. At that marriage supper of the Lamb, right, we're going to sit down and we're going to feast and we're not going to have a fly land on our food,
amen.
No more fly. There's no lice either, by the way.
Amen.
Lice, gross. Then all the cattle and all the livestock got sick, and then there were boils and open sores on the people. Then there was hail, and there was fire falling, and hail falling from heaven the size of bowling balls, heavy bowling balls, and men were running and hiding under rocks. And then there was locusts. But then, finally, the ninth plague was darkness.
Yep.
God brings this plague to the land, darkness, extreme, heavy darkness. The people of Egypt had no warning. The people of Egypt they never experienced anything like this. They had no explanation. The Bible simply says it was darkness which could be felt.
Yep.
What happened here is God's completely removing the sun's light.
Wow.
I mean, completely. All light was gone.
That's right.
See, that sun is necessary for our growth. That sun is necessary for our plants to grow, for our food to grow. It allows us to see. Again, as I mentioned before, it's hope and encouragement to see after a long season of storms. It's a beautiful thing to see that sunrise, or after the clouds apart and the sun, there it is, amen, shining. It's hope and encouragement. But this darkness was felt for 3 days. It was darker than anything we've ever experienced.
That's right.
Amen.
I believe this is a picture of hell, folks.
Amen.
Now, this is not all that's in hell, but you understand, this is the darkness that's going to be in hell. This is the darkness that is on the life of a sinner without Christ right now. This is darkness that can be felt. Don't tell me that sinners don't know that they can feel that darkness. Absolutely, they can feel that darkness. They know that it hurts. They know that it's dingy. They know that it's depressing. They know it's discouraging. They can feel that darkness because they know their lives are empty and hopeless and without meaning, without purpose, without direction. Dark, and darkness can be felt on the soul of a sinner.
That's right.
I guarantee you, if that sinner dies and goes to hell, dearly beloved, that sinner is going to feel that darkness and a whole lot worse than that for all of eternity.
That's right.
I hope you're saved this morning.
Amen.
I hope you're saved this morning, because darkness is all you have in your soul. Darkness is all you have in your heart. And darkness will fill your future and your eternity forever and ever and ever. Darkness, which I promise you, you will feel. You will feel this darkness. They must have wondered if the sun is ever going to shine again.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 days doesn't seem like a long time to you and me, but I promise you, when you feel the darkness every second, notice verse 22, Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. They didn't see each other. There's not going to be people seeing each other and seeing one another in hell. They're not going to. You hear the smart alecks talk about how, oh, they're going to join all their buddies in hell, and they're going to have a little party down there for the rest of eternity, and they're just going to rock out and relax and kick back. That's ridiculous. That's foolishness. There's going to be darkness where they can't. They're not going to be able to see anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. They're just going to feel the pressure of their own darkness, the misery of their own darkness. They saw not one another, verse 23, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. I want you to understand, they could not see anything. They didn't rise from their place. They didn't even get up. The darkness was so heavy. You know how it is when you're sick and your body just feels like it weighs about 5 times more than what it really does, and you don't have any strength to get up?
Right.
Like Monday morning.
Amen.
No strength to get up. This was because of the darkness that they just sat there. They didn't go to work.
Yep.
They didn't do anything outside.
Yep.
They couldn't see each other. They couldn't see where to go. They couldn't even get through their rooms. I don't know if they sat in their chair and had to sleep in their recliners every night. I'm just saying that there was a real bad problem here in Egypt.
Yep.
I want you to understand something. This is also a picture of what Jesus went through for 3 days and 3 nights.
Yeah. Right.
Three nights in the grave. You understand, it was all dark.
Yeah.
It was all dark. Jesus suffered. Jesus bled. Jesus died.
Yeah.
And Jesus took this darkness upon himself for 3 days for you and me, so that we would not have to suffer in that darkness.
Amen.
So that we would not have to go into that darkness, which can be felt.
Amen.
Felt. You understand, that darkness that can be felt, that makes me cringe. I've been in dark rooms before. I've been in places where it was so dark that I could feel it. I don't know about you or not, but listen, it's a very uneasy feeling. It feels like your chest is about to cave in on itself, where you can't breathe even, just because it's dark. It doesn't say there's no air, but your body just feels the darkness and the pressure and the weight of this darkness. It stopped all business. There was no more work. It stopped all travel. It stopped all fun and all fellowship. It stopped everything that was going on in Egypt.
That's right. Yep.
I'm telling you, if God would not have lifted his hand and let the sun shine again, they would have died.
Yeah.
Every one of them would have died in this darkness. I want you to notice how similar this is to spiritual darkness. Notice quickly, this was a condemnation from God.
Yeah.
There was.
God said, I'm going to send darkness, and God sent darkness, thick darkness, in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. This was a condemnation from God, listen, for sin, for disobedience.
Right.
What was going on here is that Moses came into Pharaoh's room, palace there, in the throne room, and said, listen, Pharaoh, God has sent me, and God has said, let my people go.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said, N-O.
Yep.
No,
right.
Absolutely not. I don't know your God. I don't care about your God. No.
Yep, that's right.
So here's what, folks, listen to me. You know what sin is? Sin is when we say no to the Word of God.
That's right.
Let me say that again. Maybe you didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Sin is when we say no to the Word of God.
Yep.
Amen.
I mean, you say, well, where did sin come from? Sin came from a woman, Eve, and a man, Adam, who said no to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Sin is not what we think it is. Many times, most people misunderstand sin. I think we all probably have a better understanding of it here. But the average person thinks sin is, you know, the real bad stuff.
Yeah.
I want you to understand something. Pharaoh didn't do anything really bad. All he said was, no, God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
No, God.
Uh-huh.
No, God. And now, listen, his whole Well, the whole land of Egypt, as far as I can tell, the whole country is suffering darkness, and it's a condemnation from God. You see, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 that men had loved darkness rather than light. This is their condemnation. Yeah. They love darkness rather than light. They wanted darkness, and the nature of man is to choose darkness, yeah. And they don't understand that they're destroying themselves. It's a condemnation from God. Listen, it's also life without meaning.
Yeah, that's right.
It's life without hope.
Yeah.
It's life with, I can't get up. I can't go anywhere. Anything I do is going to be pointless. Anything I do is going to be without purpose. Anything I do is going to make me, it's just not going to do anything to improve my life. I'm just going to be steadily, continually in this heavy darkness, thick darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
When I say no to God.
Yep.
When I say no to God, it's a condemnation from God. Their life had no meaning or hope. And notice there was intense pressure and weight always on them. It didn't matter whether they were trying to drown their sorrows in a bottle. It didn't matter whether they were trying to go find some drugs that they could use. It didn't matter whether they were going to go into immorality or idolatry. All the things that the world does today, and all they're trying to do is escape this powerful pressure and this evil pressure that the darkness is putting on their souls.
Right.
And listen to me, there was no escape.
Yep.
It didn't matter where they went. It didn't matter what they did. It didn't matter what they thought. It didn't matter whose house they ran to. It was just as dark there as it was in their house. It didn't matter what vice or sin they turned to. Their heart was still dark and their souls were still filled with thick darkness that could be felt.
That's right.
And it was all, listen, this is how spiritual darkness is in the hearts of lost people. Intense pressure, fear. They didn't know when it was going to stop.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Dread. I mean, they dreaded tomorrow. They didn't look forward. There was no sunrise to look forward to.
Right.
They dreaded the next day. They dreaded their hearts were cold. They were depressed and discouraged and downtrodden and beat down. And they're, listen, just weighed down with the misery of sin and sorrow and sadness, all because of disobedience to God. It wasn't even their disobedience. It was Pharaoh's.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Amen, preacher.
I don't know if y'all are getting this tonight or this morning or what, but I'm telling you, this is the world in which we live.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
This darkness is every sinner's heart. Our hearts before God found us.
Yeah.
Before the light of the world began to shine forth into our hearts. The Bible tells us that the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now listen, the darkness is the reason that people reject the light, because they love darkness rather than light, and their own condemnation is set already, and they revel in that condemnation because they have no desire for light. Listen, the natural man's nature is nothing but heavy, thick, black darkness.
Yep, that's right.
Its sources of this darkness were sin. I told you already that Pharaoh just simply said no. And the wages of sin is death. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And sin brings death. And death brings darkness. A dead man can see nothing, you understand. He can never see again. He's in bondage to this darkness. And he's a miracle. And listen, only a miracle could ever change this situation.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, if God decided to make our world dark like this, he could do it.
Yep.
That sun is a miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, you say, well, man has created electricity, really? I mean, come on. Don't be so foolish. God is the only reason we have any light.
That's right.
If there was nothing in this world but what God made, he never make light, we would not have any.
Yeah.
See, it would make us all miserable. Sin is the reason that darkness has come into this world. Sin is the reason that darkness has come into the hearts of man. Sin makes a man miserable. God created people for his pleasure. God created people so that he could have a relationship with them. And he gets no joy. He gets no joy from his creation, always being in the snares of darkness.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Amen.
You understand, darkness hurts.
Yes, amen.
Darkness hinders. Darkness is heavy. Darkness is wicked and evil. Darkness is not from God. This was a condemnation from God because of sin.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Satan has confused this world into believing that wrong is right and that right is wrong.
Yep.
That good is evil and that wickedness is righteous. You understand, we have a God in heaven,
yeah,
who has given us everything we need to walk in the light.
Yes. Amen.
Light.
Amen.
That's God's will, that we walk in the light.
Yeah.
Darkness does not, listen, darkness cannot compete with light.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you hear what I just said? Darkness cannot compete with light. Darkness has no power over light. Listen, when light comes in, darkness has to flee. When light comes in, darkness has to run away. When light comes in, darkness is pushed back. Darkness has no power over light.
Right.
We have a Savior who's light. We have a God who's light. But we have a dark world who, listen, doesn't understand that light.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible tells us that Satan, like I said, blinds their minds. They can't see. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are so evil. Why else would somebody want to live under a bridge like that and push away the light that's coming from the church house?
Yep.
Because they enjoy their evil. Because they enjoy their... And listen, our flesh, we're in slavery to sin. We're in bondage to sin. And we're slaves to sin. In the darkness of this old world, the slave camps of Satan, we had no choice. There were, listen, Egypt, they had no choice. They were simply sitting around waiting to die.
Yep.
Amen.
But I want you to notice something. It says here in verse 22, Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. There was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Amen.
I want you to understand that God did not turn the light off in his children's house.
Amen.
God, you understand that this was the only solution. The only solution to this darkness was the light.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I know that's pretty basic and elementary, but maybe we just need to understand the only solution to this world's problems was Jesus coming into that little manger on that day as the light of the world.
Yeah.
The only the darkness in Egypt is just a picture for you and me to understand that that's all that was in this world.
Amen.
But Jesus, listen, the light of the world could still shine in the houses of Israel because they still had a God in heaven who was providing for them, who was protecting them, who was keeping them apart from the darkness. And that's God's will. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you today? There's a will, there's a God in heaven who has a desire and a will to keep his children in light. And the only reason that you would dwell in darkness as a child of God is if you walked out of the light and decided to dwell in the darkness on your own.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. That's right.
Those children of Israel had light in their homes. And how foolish would it have been? Where are you going, Johnny? I'm going to go over to Jim Bob's house. What do you mean? Well, I'm going to go play with my friend. Well, there's no light over there. I don't care.
Come on.
Come on.
Right. Preach.
Amen.
Who you calling on the phone, Johnny? I'm calling Jimmy. Well, Jimmy's living in one of those dark houses. What are you calling him for? Well, I don't care. He's still my friend.
Right. Call.
See, they had light. And I guarantee you, listen now, I guarantee you none of them were trying to go run to the darkness.
Right. Yep.
Isn't it sad how many people, God's people who have light, still run to the darkness, still choose to go into the darkness on their own?
Yeah.
These people of Egypt, their darkness was so heavy they couldn't even get into the light if they wanted to.
Yeah.
The Bible says they could feel the darkness and they couldn't even get out of their chairs. But right next door in one of God's people's houses was light.
Yeah.
Amen.
But they didn't even see it. They couldn't get there. The people of God in the light, the people of the world in the darkness, you see, it's still the same today.
Yep.
It's still the same today. Yeah. And it's only because of Jesus. Yeah. It's only because of our Savior who came and gave His life so that we can have life through Him in the light that lights our lives today, that light that should be lighting our homes today, that should be lighting our hearts today. It's only because of Christ. It's only because He came and He gave His life for our sins. And He was buried and He rose again. And now the light of the world is ours in our hearts for all eternity. We can live in the light. Why in God's name do God's people keep going back into the darkness? I promise you,
yes.
When Jesus came out of that tomb that day,
amen. Yep.
He didn't go back.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Amen.
I mean, serious, think about that. I know this is just a silly illustration. Okay, I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but he's in the tomb. And it's dark in here. And God lets him come out into the light.
Amen.
He said, wait a minute. I was pretty comfortable in there. I'm going to go back into the dark. Now, that would be the dumbest thing. You say, Jesus would never do that.
Amen.
Do you think he ever went back in there?
No.
Do you think he ever went back in there?
No.
Well, when you got saved... When we got saved, God brought us out of death and out of darkness into the light.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
We were slaves in there. We couldn't get out.
That's right.
There was a stone that was sealing us in, and we're not Jesus. We couldn't get out. We were stuck. Yep. We were dying and going to hell, condemned already in the darkness of that grave, in the darkness of that death, and the darkness of that despair of sin. And there was no hope. Our condemnation was signed, sealed, and delivered. And God brought us out of that darkness into the light. God gave us a new meaning, a new purpose, a new reason to live, a new direction to walk. Why in the world would you ever want to go back into the darkness?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? The point of the message is simple. It's this. Jesus came to give us light.
That's right.
But then He leaves it up to us to dwell in that light.
Amen.
To stay. Notice in verse 23 again. All the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were dwelling in light. The people of God could see.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, the light that Jesus gives us allows us to see, church, listen to me, to see darkness for what it is.
Yep.
Allows us to see light for what it is. A person in darkness that's just covered in darkness, they don't even know what the light is. They have no idea what it truly is. They could move around. They could talk to each other. They could be at peace. They could rest peacefully at night. They still had hope. Their life had purpose. They could live.
Yeah.
Because the light of the world was giving them life. Like I read to you in John chapter 1.
Amen.
But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Listen, I simply say to you this morning, without Jesus, there would be no light.
Amen.
And without light, we would all be bound in that darkness.
That's right.
In your own life, in your own heart, in your own home, do you dwell in light?
Amen.
I'm not talking about just being saved, but do you dwell in light? Or do you continually find yourself knocking on the doors and trying to fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness?
Preach. Help us.
See, God said, let there be light, and God divided the light from the darkness.
Amen.
Just like He did in Egypt. The light was with the children of God, the darkness was with Pharaoh's children.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus came so that we could have light, so that we could live in light, so that we could dwell in light, so that we could stay in the light.
Amen.
Help us.
Amen.
Listen, this Christmas season, when you see a manger scene, when you see a baby Jesus, when you sing a song, Joy to the World, Silent Night, Holy Night, when you sing those songs away in a manger, think about this. It all happened so that we could have light.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Yep.
Light. So that I didn't have to kick around in the darkness, stumble around and fumble around and live a life with absolute no meaning, purpose, direction at all.
Yep.
Light.
Right.
Amen.
We ought to love the light.
Yes.
Amen.
We ought to love the light.
That's right.
We ought to hate the darkness.
Amen. That's right.
That's where I came from.
Amen.
We ought to love the light.
Amen.
We ought to despise the darkness. We ought not want any. Listen, I don't go into the darkness of the world to win Jesus, to win souls to Jesus.
That's right.
I stand in the light and I call them to come into the light.
Amen.
Don't talk to me about, well, I got to go into the darkness to win the souls. No. I stand in the light and call them unto Jesus. I don't go join them in their darkness. I let them see the light. If I go join them in their darkness, then we're both stuck. And what's the point of that? How are they going to see the light if I'm joining them in the darkness?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let your light so shine so that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Yeah.
You can't go into the darkness and join them. You let your light shine and let them see, hey, I don't need to stay in this darkness. I can go into the light. God has brought us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. And we should walk in the light and live in the light and love the light. Without the light, we would be heavy and heavy and then die and go to hell.
Come on. That's right.
Thank God for the light. I just want you to look at your own life today and just thank God for the light. Thank God for what He's done in you. Dwelling in darkness is the most miserable place you could be. And then, listen, if you're not saved, then you just have to go into darkness forever.
I don't want to
go back into that darkness. I've been in that darkness, and so have you. You've been saved later in life. You lived in that darkness, heavy darkness that you could feel. You went to bed at night, and you could feel how worthless your life was. You asked yourself, oh, God, why am I even here? You went to bed at night, and you thought, you know what? I don't care if I never wake up again. I don't want to live another day of my life. Why do you think people are committing suicide? Because the darkness is heavy.
Yeah.
And we have light, dear God. What are we doing? Wandering around in the darkness still as children of light. Stay out of the darkness. Jesus gave you light. Jesus took away the darkness. Don't go back to the darkness. Dwell in light. Walk in light. Love the light. Rejoice in the light.
Amen.
Christmas is not the only season, but you understand, this is just a reminder. He came so that we might have light.
Yes. Amen.
Light.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yep.
Praise God. Thank God. Our Heavenly Father, that's the message this morning. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the light. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and bringing us out of that darkness. Bring us out of that heaviness, Lord, that sorrow, sadness, selfishness. God, thank you for bringing us into the marvelous light of salvation. Bless your people today, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord God, as they attempt to walk in light. God, please give them strength. Help them to love the light, to long for the light, to stay out of the darkness, to be thankful, Lord God, that Jesus is light. Bless your people, God. May they do a self-examination, Lord. May they check their lives and their homes, and may they look around as they go home today and see what darkness are they still holding on to, what darkness are they still clinging to, and God, help them to forsake it, forsake that darkness, and walk in light. Oh Lord, light is joy, light is rejoicing, light is strength and health. Oh Lord, please help your people today. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this time of year, Lord, the blessings of the light of the world. Thank you for bringing that glorious light into our lives. With heads bowed and eyes closed, today I want to ask you one question. No one looking around. If you died today, listen, do you know for sure you'd be in heaven? I'm not asking you if you got baptized or if you go to church a lot, but if you died today, your life was over. You had no more breath in your lungs. Your life was gone. Your body was dead. Your soul would be absent from your body. Where would your soul be forever? You say, preacher, I know. I know based on the Bible. I've got a Bible reason. I know I'd be in heaven. Would you simply slip up your hand and say, preacher, I know if I died right now, I'd go straight to heaven. Thank you. I see those hands. You can put them down. If you know you're saved today, listen, that's because God brought you out of the darkness into the light. Someone called unto you from a lighthouse, a house filled with light. And they said, look, come to the light. Come to the light. And God gave you the strength to rise up out of that old darkness and take that step and come to the light. And today you have eternal life. If you're here today and you say, preacher, I feel like I'm still in darkness. I don't want you to live the rest of your life in darkness. I certainly don't want you to perish in eternal darkness, suffering and torment in the flame of fire. Surely, surely, that's not your desire. I know it's not my desire for you. Can I pray for you this morning? Would you be honest? No one's looking around. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Say, preacher, pray for me. I don't know. I don't know if I'm truly born again, if I'm saved the Bible way. I don't know if I died right now that I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? I want to pray for you. That's all I want to do. I want to pray for you. Can I do that? Would there be one here to be honest with God? And let me pray for you. I'm not going to call your name or embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Would there be one today? Would say, preacher, pray for me, please. Would you raise your hand, slip it up quietly, put it right back down. I just want to pray for you. Thank you. I see that hand. Is anybody else here to say, preacher, pray for me? I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven. I don't want to live my rest of my life in that darkness in eternity forever and ever in hell in that darkness and flame. I want to pray for you. God doesn't want you to go there either. Would there be another one here? Be honest with God. Just let me pray for you. Lift your hand up. Put it right back down. Let me pray for you. And finally, how about you, Christians? I mean, how many of those children of Israel do you think left their light-filled houses and went into the dark houses, heavy dark houses of Egypt? I don't think any of them did. But it's a sad shame to think about how many of God's people today leave their light-filled houses filled with the light of Jesus, leave the church house filled with the light of Jesus, and go into the darkness on purpose. If God spoke to your heart today, then maybe there's some things you need to get rid of that are still darkness. Maybe there's some people. Oh, I know that's a big... Maybe there's some people who are nothing but darkness. And they're dragging you into their darkness. Why? Why would you let them do that? I promise you that's what Satan wants to do to God's children. Drag them into the darkness. Come, let us revel in our darkness. No, listen. You're a child of light. Light is where health and strength is. Darkness is where hopelessness and sorrow exist. Listen, don't let them drag you, but they're trying. That's what the devil is doing to God's people every day, dragging them into the darkness. Be honest with yourself today. Is there someone dragging you into the darkness? Is there some activity that you're performing, that you're participating in, that's just dragging you into the darkness? Something that you used to do that was a child of darkness that you're still doing today, walking in light? No, you're not. You're fooling yourself. If you're still doing those same acts of darkness, you're still in the darkness. Come out of the darkness. I promise you, God will give you strength. Jesus is the light and the life, and He'll help you. He'll strengthen you to leave the darkness behind. and walk in light in every area of your life. Be honest with yourself today. Who is it that you need to say, look, I'm not, if you want to come into the light, that's fine, but I'm not coming into the darkness with you. So ask yourself today, why in the world would I want to walk in darkness after God brought me out? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, you know the hearts of your people. Lord, I would hate to think that anybody would come out of the light, the life, the joy, the hope, the health, and the strength, and purposely go back into the darkness. Oh God, please. For someone here today who's not sure of their own salvation, who's not sure they're really even in light, that Christ is really in them, Lord, would you please bless this invitation? Oh God, I remember that darkness. Lord, I remember laying my head on the pillow at night and wanting to die. My life was so heavy with darkness. I hated myself. I hated everybody around me. I hated life. I just wanted to die. God, I thank you for sparing my life. I thank you for not taking my life. I thank you for the day you brought me into the light. Saved my soul. Lord, it's a miserable shame to think of God's people wandering in the darkness. Please, God, help them. Bring them to repentance today.